Got 9 minutes to maximize your travel and casino experience? Welcome to Zorkcast, powered by Travel Zork, helping you travel smarter, gamble smarter, and maximize your adventures. From airline miles and hotel points to living in the lap of luxury in a Las Vegas casino, you'll find all of the knowledge you need to travel in style, brought to you in 9 minutes or less. Okay, well, sometimes more than 9 minutes, but always less than 36. Now, please welcome the hosts of Zorkcast, your friendly neighborhood American, Michael Mason Traeger, and everyone's favorite Brit, Steve White.
Hello, and welcome back to Zorkcast. We are here today to discuss a very popular topic. First off, I'd like to welcome my lovely co-host, Steve, a.k.a. Las Vegas, UK, direct from Plague Island.
I was about to say I'm going to try and be really kind to you this week, but you've already insulted the UK in a matter of moments.
I know, but it's all in jest. You know, I really want this to all be over so that you can come to Las Vegas and we can, you know, proceed with whatever plans we have for Vegas goodness, right?
Well, you know what? I don't like to date episodes, but the good news is today, the travel ban, although it was reintroduced, they've said, I think they're going to review it every month, which I think is perfectly fair. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, no, I think it's reasonable. And I think staying positive is what we have to do.
Yes, this is my whole mantra now. You'll notice from Twitter. And because every time I would post about something, people would say to me, oh, well, you're not going to be going. Or if I talk about my trip, oh, you're not going to be going. You're crazy if you want to travel right now. You'll be going in 2022. Why would you go if you've got to wear a mask? Blah, 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 blah. So my whole attitude now is positivity only. I ignore those posts. I do not respond to those posts. Whereas before, I'd get myself into an argument on Twitter. And many times, Michael, you've had to come and save me and say, Steve, just stop. Stop. And you do that hand emoji thing on Messenger where you're like, stop. Take a step back. Ignore them. Do not feed the trolls. So I am now having a very positive outlook on this. That's my new mentality.
That's a very good idea, though.
Yes. Michael's clearly ignoring me right now.
I'm not clearly. How could I ever ignore you? So this... I have a lot on my mind today. I think it's because
I just basically an introduction on why I'm being positive, and your response was like, yeah, fair enough. Now, let's move why on. Are you being...
So the topic that comes up all the time and is the most controversial topic in our little sphere of influence, is its sphere of influence, is people discussing, should I go to Las Vegas now? And it is a very good question. I think part of it is the, you know, overarching question, should I travel now? And I don't think that's a really easy thing to answer. I mean, I think there are a lot of, you know, a lot of things that you have to take into account, especially with regard to where you're traveling to and how you're going to conduct yourself when you travel. With that being said, the concept of traveling to Vegas now does become a little bit controversial. Maybe controversial because of, you know, when we talk to UK people, it's because you've got so many negative people who are like, they're never going to open the borders and we're never going to go. Mm-hmm. And then when you talk to people just in the United States, there are people who say you shouldn't travel at all or you're putting yourself at risk traveling. And I think there are legitimate arguments on all sides of it. Obviously, since we're in a pro travel kind of world, we tend to, you know, I wouldn't say we're necessarily encouraging people. You know, what I always say to people is you should do what you're most comfortable with. But with regard to traveling to Vegas now, I think you can do it safely. I don't think I would encourage somebody to go to Vegas every weekend, but I think that they're just like I wouldn't encourage you to go to the grocery store three times a day. Yeah. So, I mean, even though one, I mean, that's, but I do think you can be safe going to Vegas. And I think there are a number of things that you probably just want to keep in mind with regard to that and with regard to any travels.
I think there's things that you just have to now accept too. There's no point in, for instance, saying, well, I'm going to wait until I don't have to wear a mask anymore, because you know what? I don't think that's going to be anytime soon. I think masks, for instance, are going to be around for a long time. They're going to be the last thing to go. I think you've got to just be open-minded and not, I know it's hard because you do kind of want to think back to all these fantastic trips you've had in the past, you know, all the nightclubs you've been to. I know you're a big fan, Michael, but you know, you just have to accept if you're going to go to Vegas right now, it is going to be different, but there's no reason why you shouldn't. And there's no reason why you still can't have a good time. And I think that's exactly the best message.
No, exactly. And I think a lot of people get very caught up on, it's not going to be exactly the Vegas experience I had before. Well, yeah, of course. But you know, taking the tube isn't the same experience that you had before. Going to the grocery store isn't the same experience that you had before. I mean, we are experiencing something that hopefully we will not have to experience again in our lifetime. So, you know, I think it's just setting up your mindset on that. Like the biggest thing about like Vegas, what I think worries people somewhat is density and the ability to social distance, you know, the ability to stay safe. And I think you can do those things. Like baseline with Vegas, I mean, I know for someone like you, Steve, and for a number of people we know, you know, there are always those opportunities where you would do those very like private solo trips to Vegas. Well, it's a great time to do solo trips to Vegas.
Yeah.
Also, it's a great time to especially travel midweek to Vegas, right? Because there are no big conventions in town. There aren't a lot of people around. So if you're definitely looking to stay safe in Vegas and stay away from people and have the least number of circumstances present themselves that might make one feel comfortable, I would say traveling midweek is a great idea. Traveling in a bubble, you know, like with your spouse or something, you know, somebody within a bubble.
It's also like, let's be honest, it's super cheap right now. If you want to fly midweek, it's crazy. Like flight prices are super low.
Yeah, exactly. I think God Save the Points did an article this morning about crazy
fares
in the US. So, I mean, it's really a great time to go. Also, I mean, the distancing pretty much so, I would say casinos in general are very compliant. Of course, no place is going to be perfect, but gaming is checking on them for compliance.
Yeah, they have to be, don't they?
Local governments are. Yeah. Right. And things like right now, dining is still at a 25% capacity in Las Vegas, which means that there aren't, you know, here's another, like, so you always like, what are your risk points? Like, if you can eat outside, you know, if you're the type of person who's very, very uncomfortable, but you feel like you want to do a trip, well, you could easily in Vegas make sure you dine 100% outside. You know, a lot of the restaurants that we like have outside dining, be it Mon Ami Gabi, you know, or Tableau, or so you have outside dining. So you could definitely, if you wanted to take it to the level where you didn't want to do inside dining, there are a lot of opportunities. And then you also have all those like places like, you know, at Bally's outside, like the fried chicken, like the Blue Ribbon. Like there's all this place where you can dine outside. You can also do room service or bring food back to your room because,
you know, exactly. On the properties. That's what I was going to say.
So that can solve that inside problem, you know, if inside dining makes you feel uncomfortable. The other thing is a little bit about changing your mindset. Like I tend to be a chatty person with wait people at a restaurant, like a waitress or something. Well, probably during COVID, if you want to have those shortest interactions with people. So when a waitress comes over or a waiter to take your order, you probably want to make it as quick as possible and not chat about like the how you doing, where you're from and all that kind of thing, which I know does take a little bit away from the service. But obviously, you want to limit your interactions with people, especially, you know, especially in side. And that's for people like you, Steve, you're a slot player. Well, that's great because your main interaction is with a mechanical machine, or electronic device.
Yes, that sounds very, very dirty, doesn't it? You're made in character as though they're an electric machine. Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. And also, I love solo trips. I am antisocial on my Vegas trips. I'm like, why are you sitting next to me when there's all those slot machines you could have chosen from? Do you know what I mean? So for me, this is great because I like to be left alone when I'm playing slots anyway, other than the cocktail waitresses, of course. Here's the thing, right? If you were to go now, Vegas has been open since, what, July last year? They've had so much time to put these measures into place. They know what they're doing now. It's not like you're going opening weekend like some crazy person might have done. But, you know, they know what they're doing now. They've put this into practice for months. You're pretty much going to be safe at any resort in Vegas now, I would say.
Right. And what I'm trying to impart on people is like perhaps the things that I've realized after taking a few trips to Vegas, how I can be safer. Actually, unbelievably, I think I get safer with each trip because I am more self-aware of certain things, which is important.
I think that's true of everyone too now. People won't just come up to you necessarily, whereas they might have done in the past. If someone gives you a pen now to sign something, they'll sanitize it before they give it to you. You know?
But also you're sanitizing your hands.
Vegas is the cleanest it's probably ever been right now. Like the slot machines are getting sanitized all the time.
And if they're not, like at Wynn, they have these amazing big wipes all over the place. And you just pull those wipes and you wipe down the machine yourself really easily. And it's really, if you have any like slight OCD tendencies, I mean, this, you can take this stuff to you. Streams.
I went in February, which was COVID was around, okay, but it wasn't the big thing. Like people still were unsure what it was going to happen. And even then, I was using hand sanitizer all the time. So, and I was fine.
Yeah. So then we get to the other thing. So for the average traveler, you've got great deals. You have amazing, you know, buy two, get ones at Wynn midweek, which make it very, very reasonable stays. You know, check out Travel Zork Travel for some of those. We had to put those plugs in our usual like commercial announcement. Go to ZorkOffer.com. That's ZorkOffer.com. And that'll bring you to some, you know, credit card offers and also the Travel Zork Travel page. There's a button there. But, you know, the price.
Keep us on air. You've got to keep us on air.
That's right. And also, as we've been finding from a lot of people who've been reporting, the casino offers are better. They're better on the low end where like people who never got comp rooms at Cosmo are getting comp room offers to, you know, the other extreme where, you know, someone who was getting $400 in slot play is now getting $800 or the hosts will be more generous. So I think you have on the revenue side and, you know, on the other side, I mean, you have a lot of ability to really optimize a trip. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, doing it within the realm of what, you know, is safe for you. And I guess we follow a lot of, you know, casino boards. So we know people are going to their locals casinos, like in Connecticut or in Atlantic City. So if you're doing that already, then a lot of what we're talking about is done better or is not an issue. So the only thing you have is the.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You couldn't have said it better because, you know, I know you're a massive AC fan, but if it came down to AC or Vegas right now, I would say Vegas is the place where you're going to certainly have more choice. If you wanted to like dine outside, for instance, there's so many places just because Vegas is so much bigger in that sense, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then you get into the travel thing. I mean, I don't like to speak in definitives, like our governments that always try to speak in and then they have to backtrack 2 weeks later.
U-turn. Oh yeah, I know U-turn really well.
But you know, it's as long as you are, you know, no one's really found that air travel is really significantly more dangerous. Obviously you still have a few airlines that are blocking middle seats. Yeah. But and without that, you know, with the filtration on airplanes, with the additional cleaning, in airports, I mean, you have a pretty decent situation there that is not adding a lot of risk. Probably those who feel that flying is a risk, that's a little bit of a rational kind of thing because that's probably.
Yeah, I'm probably misunderstanding because I can almost see why people would think that without having the full knowledge. And you know what? Like I said, with Vegas being the cleanest it's ever been, I would imagine planes are the cleanest they've ever been right now.
Right. And two other things I would want to say is this would be a great time to take the nonstop flights. You know, you have less, you have less traveling in an airport, less often on a plane. And this might be a really good time to shift a little bit the way you operate with regard to renting a car, because, you know, obviously, you know, ride hailing is going to be another situation where you're getting in a vehicle, you know, with a driver and all of that kind of stuff. And not that I think that is that risky, but I mean, there's a lot of things that you could probably think about, or walk, or
get out walk. And walk. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, if you're going from Wynn even to somewhere like Bellagio, you can walk it. It's not impossible. All right, it's going to take you a long time. You're going to have to leave earlier. All right, but it's not impossible. You could do it. Right.
It's healthier.
Yeah, especially after you've had a big meal. I love a stroll along the strip, even in the heat.
Right. And we posted, you know, I pretty much so posted a video from the Friday of Martin Luther King weekend that showed the density of people on a strip. Now, the rule now in Las Vegas is that I don't know if it's a Nevada rule. So the rule in Las Vegas is you're supposed to wear masks outdoors, with the exception if you're dining, you take your mask off. Is everybody wearing their masks outdoors? Probably no. I mean, I would say it's above 50%.
I have a question here, actually. Sorry to interrupt you. With the dining thing, so let's say you are in between courses. Do you have to put your mask on in between courses?
In Vegas, you do not.
Okay. So like if you had your main meal and then you're waiting for your dessert, you wouldn't have to put your mask back on.
No. Basically, the rules in Vegas are pretty simple. If there is food being served at the table, like places like Wynn actually give you a little placemat for your mask, and like Hell's Kitchen, it's all a place so you can like put your mask down without putting it directly on the table. Though I think that's a little odd, because if the table's clean. You know, but it's one of those things like, here's the place to put your mask.
Makes you feel better.
Right. So I guess that's where I get into the thing that your risk, you know, but that's another thing that you have a little bit of control. Remember, all the servers and bus people and all that are going to have masks on. So if you feel you're always absolutely safe whenever you interact with someone, you should put your mask on, you know, when the waiter comes over and does. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I spent this weekend at a relative's house and we all kept our masks on. We stayed outside 90% of the time with our masks on and inside because they're nervous, you know, and I understand that. So, I mean, there are definitely, you know, things that you can do. Like, I think sometimes people get like a little bit too into the like, well, you know, you're sitting in a restaurant and you don't have to wear your mask when you're there. Yeah, but you can. The servers are all wearing masks. So there's nothing to stop.
Keeps you happy. I've been out and I've thought people are getting a bit close here. Hardly anyone's wearing a mask. I'm going to put mine on, you know, because that made me feel happier.
Right. So you can definitely do that. And also, like we said, you don't have to go to fine dining, which has more touch points, you know, or once again, you can choose dining options where you can dine outside. You know, look at all the restaurants like SW Steakhouse has outdoor dining, you know, Lakeside has outdoor dining, you know, I mean, you can choose what you want to do, you know, and that's, I mean, I think now a lot of those things are not becoming as much of an issue, because I think like Chicago now has indoor dining again, you know? So like, you know, it's a very confusing thing, because depending on where you're located, you know, like California has no indoor or outdoor dining right now.
We have nothing right now here in the UK.
Exactly.
we can't even go to the barbers.
So coming from California, dining inside might seem unusual in Vegas, whereas now there's indoor dining again, I believe, in Chicago, but just as whatever example. So if you're coming from somewhere where there's indoor dining, maybe, because if you're dining indoors, you know, semi-regularly anyway, then dining indoors in Vegas is no different. So I think, you know, you just have to think about these things. And if you're not ready for it, I mean, I've often said, you know, if that's mentally not for you, and I totally appreciate the fact that there are some people who want the Vegas experience to be exactly
their
Vegas experience was, you know, and they don't like wearing a mask. I mean, then, okay, then maybe you're going to have to wait. But you know what? It's not like a lot of other things in your life. You're going to have to wear masks places that you
yeah exactly
wear masks either. So the question becomes, are you going to wait everything out, you know, for a long period of time?
Remember, you only get one life. You know, it sounds like a nasty thing to say, but you get one life. You got to live it. And I'm not saying go out and be irresponsible, but at the same time, you have to decide what your level of risk you are willing to take is.
Right. And you can definitely control, you know, how many people you're around in a lot of circumstances. You know, like, hey, I wouldn't suggest you go to Vegas for Super Bowl weekend. You know, no. I'm not. I have a Vegas trip coming up and I'm leaving right before Super Bowl weekend. That makes me uncomfortable, you know? I mean, and I would say I'm on the not so person who's usually that uncomfortable. So I think these are all, you know, all things you have to take into account. So I guess we probably have not given any definitive answer of whether you should, which we've done on purpose, because yeah. I don't want to tell
people. It's a personal choice.
Exactly. It's a personal choice. But it's also, I think the most important thing is it's a personal choice where you can control a lot of factors if you want to control them. And
you can almost control as much as you like or as little as you like on the base level of what you have to do by law.
Exactly. And if you are coming from a state where, you know, they consider Nevada not a safe state and you're going home, then you need to follow the rules that are there. And the rules might be you need to do testing 72 hours before you go home, or you need to quarantine when you go home and take a test and then, you know, stop quarantining. Or maybe you just need to quarantine the whole time. I don't think there's anywhere like that in the United States. That, you know, I definitely advocate that you should follow the rules that are there, because, you know, that's just
that's
the way it is.
That's the responsible thing to do.
Right. And if you don't want to follow those rules, then maybe you shouldn't travel. But that's the other advantage about Vegas, is it's relatively easy to do testing before you leave Vegas. So yes.
Even at their Revive at Cosmo is doing 24-hour testing.
Exactly. You know, that's stuff to keep in mind. And you just, it's a very imperfect thing. I mean, so much stuff is so inconsistent everywhere. I mean, I guess we could finish this episode up with like the inconsistencies that drive me insane.
Which we spoke about in July, you know? We spoke about this in July on the live stream with Matt Bridger. The inconsistencies between companies and properties.
And states and jurisdictions. Here's an example for you. Encore Boston Harbor is going back to 24-hour gambling today. So they were 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. with the hotel closed. They go back today, and today being Monday, the 25th of January. They go back to 24-hour gaming today. Okay. They don't open a hotel till Thursday. And I might coincidentally be there. But they're still not opening craps, because Massachusetts Gaming won't approve craps during COVID. Now, I've not done a survey of this, but off the top of my head, craps is playable in Atlantic City. Craps is playable at Foxwoods and Mohegan in Connecticut. It's definitely playable in Nevada casinos. So what does Massachusetts Gaming know? In which all of these other games, all of the table games can be opened in social distance, but for some reason, they don't want to open craps. It's bizarre. Like, it's like, okay, do they know something that nowhere else? And of course, but those kind of inconsistencies. Obviously, the inconsistency that I live all the time and discuss in California is that there is no indoor dining or outdoor dining in California unless you go to a casino, which is tribal. And there is indoor dining. So I don't know what to say. I mean, I think
this is kind of like, it's a bit of a sort of going off on a tangent, but I think this is why a lot of people, particularly in Europe and the UK, don't understand when they're talking about travel right now in the States, because they don't understand how it all works over there with federal law, state law, etc. People don't understand that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I went to Arizona this weekend. And in Arizona, you can dine indoors, you know, but in California, you can't. And it's just, it's very interesting, you know, and it is. But I think that is true. And that's why I think, I mean, in some ways, the UK can have more rules that the whole country has to follow, which is sort of what you run into right now, is that.
Yeah, because you have to think of it like we are probably the size of. Yeah, well, we are the size of somewhere like Texas. You know, one state in the US is the size of the whole of the UK. So
I think last time I looked at populations, I looked at California versus the UK, and the UK was maybe 20% larger than California. Mm. I don't know. People should correct us on things that we say.
But it's very similar, isn't it? Anyway, you know, that's
yeah, but it's one state with one set of rules. And on top of it, you know, a lot of the problem has been, you know, social mixing in private residences. And that is something that is really tough and I think is not really codified that often in the United States, but has been in the UK. Like, you're not allowed to have anyone over or outside of your bubble and those kind of situations.
Exactly.
And also, like, remember in California, I'm saying all dining indoor and outdoor is closed, but the mall's still open.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is just like, you know, like, I'm not making any opinions on anything, just other than the fact that the inconsistencies make travel very complicated, but I think also make it very complicated for people to understand, like, what's the right thing and what's the wrong thing.
I guess, for instance, like, you could fly into one state where they say you need to quarantine, but another state doesn't. So then you need to consider perhaps where you're going to fly to.
And also consider if there's transit rules and things. So these are all things to keep track of, you know. And I mean, it comes back to, you know, we advocate that you should follow the rules for what you do, you know, what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And you should do what you're comfortable with. So that's what I got for you.
One final piece of advice. If you are unsure about any of this, you've got any questions, join our Facebook group because we will help you. We will help you understand what the rules are as best we can in different states or wherever you're trying to go. Because remember, our group is all about travel. It's not just about Vegas. So we can help you and we will try our best. We can't always promise we'll 100% know the answer, but we'll find out for you if we don't.
Exactly. And we know that Steve's going to be able to make it to Vegas. Out of the UK to Vegas at some point this year. That's what we're saying. I think I'm sadly going to lose my $100 bet where I thought the borders would be open. Yes. Though technically they really were open.
No. They haven't been because it was supposed to come in tomorrow and he's done it today.
Yeah, I know. But I did that because I wanted you to win the bet.
I'm dancing right now on the camera, but no one else can see that apart from you. That's for you.
But I think you go through this back and forth a lot from like when the borders will be open, when Europe will be able to travel to the US and nobody really knows. This is a month to month thing. I mean,
they're going to review it every month now, which is all we can ask for. It's better than it just being indefinite. You know, the most annoying thing was last summer when cases in the UK were really, really low, like super low. You know, you were there, you were living there at the time and the ban stayed in place for the whole time.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's hard to tell. I'm not exactly sure what exact metrics they're going to use to lift it. I mean, obviously, it's great news that the vaccine stuff is moving along. Mm-hmm. UK is doing great with vaccinations. They're doing better than the United States overall with regard to the number of people who are vaccinated. That's going to make a huge difference. Obviously, that is a much different circumstance than when we were looking at the summer when there was hope of a vaccine, but there wasn't a vaccine yet. So I think, you know what, there's going to be positive stuff. We're going to get Steve to Vegas.
I have one final thought. Actually, this has occurred to me. I'm sorry to drag this ending out, but it's going to be really fascinating to listen back to these podcasts from sort of the time when COVID started through to the time I'm getting on the plane to Vegas. I think that's what I might do. I might listen back to them all and think, watch the evolution of hopes and dreams being risen and crushed and then back up again.
And let's remind everybody, we're doing a live stream next week from Las Vegas. And I don't know exactly, did we say what we're going to talk about? I don't think so. But if you want to join,
we left it kind of open, didn't we?
Maybe we'll do a little bit of strip walking and some other stuff. And
oh, God. I wondered what you were going to say then. I thought you were going to say we were doing a little bit of stripping.
No. That's only you. So please join us next week. And thank you. And I hope this has been informative and helpful to somebody. And Steve, as always, it's wonderful to have you as part of my day. So thank you. And until
next time.
You've reached the end of your stay with us on this episode, but we encourage you to visit our website for more resources at travelzork.com and to continue the conversation on Twitter and Insta at TravelZork and on the ZorkCast Facebook group. Travel smarter, gamble smarter, and maximize your adventures right here on ZorkCast. Until next time, dream big and remember, a dollar won is twice as sweet as a dollar earned.